Hi everyone, this is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Joy of His Salvation. Today's meditation was written by Adeolu Olumodeji. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I have just read from the King James Version. Everyone in the office was sure that Alex was a Christian. His high moral way of life could be attested to by his colleagues. Also, Alex made efforts to share with them the gospel. However, Alex did not make any single convert among his colleagues. In fact, it appeared they were just not interested in hearing him. This bothered Alex for long, and he kept praying to God about it. One day, he looked into the mirror and saw his own face, stern and unsmiling. He himself was amazed. He said to himself, "This man in the mirror does not look happy. How can he convince me to adopt his way of life?" He discovered he was not radiating the most important ingredient of his salvation, joy. Of course, he changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. He noticed afterward how his colleagues would come to him saying, "Tell us about this, your Jesus." When Philip preached the gospel in Samaria, the Bible said there was great joy in that city. See Acts chapter 8, verse 5-8. When the Ethiopian eunuch understood the good news from Philip, the Bible said he went on his way rejoicing. See Acts chapter 8, verse 26-40. David, at some point in his life, prayed to God to restore to him the joy of your salvation. See Psalm 51, verse 12-13. And our main text reveals how it is with joy that we can maximize the benefits of our being saved. Then sinners can see our joy and turn to the Lord. Go into today radiating the joy of the Holy Ghost. Let that joy flow into the lives of others as they come in contact with you. Pray like this: Lord Jesus, help me to advertise your salvation by the deep joy that only you can give. Let this be my experience from now on. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Job chapter 1 to chapter 2. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Job chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The Book of Job. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking,
"Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts."
This was Job's regular custom. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan,
"Where have you come from?"
Satan answered the Lord,
"From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it."
Then the Lord said to Satan,
"Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil."
"Does Job fear God for nothing?"
Satan replied.
"Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
The Lord said to Satan,
"Very well then. Everything he has is in your power. But on the man himself, do not lay a finger."
Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said,
"The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you."
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
"The fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you."
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
"The Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you."
While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said,
"Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the 4 corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they're dead, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell."
At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said,
"Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan,
"Where have you come from?"
Satan answered the Lord,
"From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it."
Then the Lord said to Satan,
"Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason."
"Skin for skin,"
Satan replied.
"A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones.
and he will surely curse you to your face.
The Lord said to Satan,
Very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life.
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him,
Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die.
He replied,
You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?
In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together, by agreement, to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him, because they saw how great his suffering was.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.